It's time for your North 40 News Regional News Update with Blaine Howerton. Here's Blaine.
Here's your May 9th update. Larimer County Clerk and Recorder Angela Myers wrote a letter to the editor urging residents to contact their legislators about a proposed bill in the state Senate. She says Senate Bill 22-230, Collective Bargaining for Counties, opens county government up for unionization, potentially creating the biggest threat to election integrity in her 20 years in the county clerk's office. Read more on our website at north40news.com. The Loveland Visitor Center has extended their hours to welcome summer travelers. They provide recommendations, travel tips, and more to those getting out and about to experience Colorado's breathtaking outdoors and culture. The center will now be open from 9:30 to 4:30, Monday through Saturday, and 11 to 3 on Sundays. Two Wellington businesses have won awards from the Larimer Small Business Development Center. Salted Grace and Sparge Brewery were honored as a result of a survey from local residents in a campaign called Cheers for Peers. The Rio, a Fort Collins staple, has announced they are moving back to their original location on May 19th. The Rio was at 143 West Mountain Avenue for 30 years until a kitchen fire forced them to relocate. Now, the space has been completely renovated with a fresh look and feel.